This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. If you don't happen to live near train tracks, it can be easy to forget just how much cargo in this country moves by rail, about 40% of long-distance freight. And this week, we could all get a big reminder. 8 of the 12 labor unions representing U.S. rail workers have agreed to a tentative contract with railroad carriers. But two big unions are still in the middle of negotiations, pushing for better quality of life provisions like sick and vacation time. If they don't reach a deal by Friday, workers plan to strike. The conflict is already slowing down trade, though. U.S. railroads are stopping shipments of some cargo to prepare for a potential strike, or maybe to gain some leverage during negotiations. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more on how all this could affect our already beleaguered supply chains.
We've all learned a little more than we probably ever expected to about supply chains over the last couple years, mostly about ships. Ships treading water at the port of Los Angeles, a ship stuck in the Suez Canal. Now let's talk trains. Jason Miller is a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State.
Modern supply chains cannot really effectively function without them.
Trains are how goods get from shipping ports to major distribution hubs, and vice versa. Around half of what we import and export touches U.S. railways at some point. Because even though they take longer than trucks, trains are cheaper. They cost about a quarter less. And they're good for moving large quantities of goods. Think coal, chemicals, and grains. One train holds somewhere around 240 shipping containers at a time.
That's going to be a lot more efficient than 240 trucks.
Replacing that amount of capacity, I think, is the major challenge.
Willie Shi is a management professor at Harvard. He says there are already major shortages in trucking for drivers and chassis. Those are the wheeled frames that hold the shipping container. If railways suddenly shut down, stuff will get stuck wherever it happens to be.
It's kind of a long-distance traffic jam.
That traffic jam will also affect ocean transport. Gene Graves is executive director of the United Shippers Alliance, an industry group. He says ports can only store so much.
It's just like a parking lot. We're full and we can't unload any more ships.
It means there'd be lots of ships backed up. Ships full of clothing, cars, and couches floating in the Pacific Ocean.
Which literally would disrupt the whole supply chain.
And by now we know what happens next. Manufacturing slows down and the cost of goods goes up. The Association of American Railroads says a shutdown could cost $2 billion a day. It's unclear how likely a rail strike is. The last major one was in 1992. The federal government stepped in and forced everyone back to work, and the whole thing lasted 2 days. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.